This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
We've got it.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
So, here is the founder of Club Kids Movement, where men dress like children, men dress like clowns, men have sex with underage people, and here he is with his guest host, the same place they have the poor little kid on with them, loaned out by the parents, or I guess I should say rented out, but they don't have jobs, he's paid to do this. And here is the axe murderer with his friend saying, we're about to corrupt your children. You heard him earlier say, we're grooming your kids, you can't stop us. Here it is.
And now we've got something to show you, and we have to warn you, ladies and gentlemen, if you've got young or impressionable children in your household, bring them to the screen right now. What we're going to show you is going to leave an impression on them, and we hope the impression will be that they grow up, if they're 3 or 4 or 5 years old, to become 7 or 8 year old drag queen performers.
So when they've taken thousands of hits of X, taken all this ketamine, these guys have no brains. They're just vessels for the avatar. And that's what our research shows, that they're gone. They're demon possessed. And they want kids. That's the energy. And I'm telling you, folks, I've studied it. It's what they're into. And then they get mayors and other people corrupted and into it. Then they blackmail city officials. And they're armies of sex workers. And then once they blackmail you, then this is what they do. And then they take control of your city. And then they say, well, what do you want? We want access to children. So in closing, I want to invite Tracy Shannon back soon in studio. Now you got that grandbaby coming. I appreciate you fighting back. I wouldn't even say you're a hero. You just have life instincts. You have life force. And we salute you. Any other points you'd like to make?
No, that's it for now. We're going to continue to work on busting these drag queen story hours until they're down and stay down. And not just in Houston, Texas either. We're going to take them all down. It's inappropriate for children, and it will not be tolerated.
It's inappropriate to have convicted child rapists, just two that you researched out of the 10 or so convicted child rapists, and it's inappropriate for little kids to be handed over to them?
Yeah, it's all inappropriate. Even if we didn't find a pedophile, convicted pedophile, this would be inappropriate. Children do not have the job to validate adult choices, adult behaviors, and adult identities. If that's their identities, they need to get comfortable with it on their own and don't drag children into it.
I agree. You've been out there in person around them, and we've gone and covered it too. It's very demonic. Like if I went to a Halloween party, the people were dressed like that. I say, what are you, like vampire clowns? And it's weird men in makeup going, I can't make the faces. I mean, it acts so demonic, so hateful.
Well, I mean, we have parents pushing their kids towards them, and the kids trying to run away and crying, and then the mother pushing the little boy back over to the parent and goes, well, what the hell is wrong with you today? I mean, it's just horrible how wrongheaded the parents are, that they're squashing their kids' natural instincts to run from something that's scary. You know, when you take your kids to Santa and they don't want to go on the kid's lap, generally you have some compassion and don't start screaming, what's wrong with you?
You bad children. You don't want to go to a convicted child rapist dressed like a demon clown? What's wrong with you? Yeah. You're not liberal. And then you go further, they're still defending it. It's just a spiritual, it's a spiritual delusion.
They're defending it, and we want to get to the bottom of why they're defending it and who's defending it, who's funding it. There could be more here, like you're saying. There could be a much bigger story here. So we're not going to stop looking. And, you know, I've heard other people speculate the same things that you're speculating, that there's, you know, some really sinister reasons why.
This is a pedophile network, literally like an anglerfish, coming to get the children, and that's why it's so protected. That's why they call you a predator. That's why they say we're secret agents against you, because they're running an operation, and there's a lot of money and a lot of power to do this, and this is their offensive. All right, massresistance.org. Massresistance.org. Everybody share that link. Tracy Shannon, we salute you, and I need you here, not next week, but the week after. Please come to Austin so we can strategize to save the children. God bless you. Hell, the governor of Virginia says we kill babies after they're born. The globalists, the eugenicists, are always talking down to us. They're always trying to make us feel small, to feel insignificant. They try to censor because they fear you and don't want you to have the right to access information so you can make your own decisions. They want you to believe you're powerless. But the truth is, it is we the people and our ideas and our actions and what we say and what we do that changes the world. We are the power structure. We are the inventors. We are the trailblazers. And the globalists understand that. And they understand that they are basically trying to control and steal the future from we the people. Now, to help fund our operation, that's undoubtedly the very tip of the spear against these globalists, I want to encourage listeners and viewers to understand that throughout the second half of the month of March, we're going to have store-wide free shipping and 50% off InfoWarsStore.com, something everybody should take advantage of. Here's my message.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
And soon you'll be falling into hell. But not before. People are so easy to defeat. The average man's too busy playing fantasy football, acting tough in front of his buddies. Little pot-bellied vampire goblins hobbling around. Go after our children. We ought to air that piece, that Bon Iver piece they did that years ago that was so viral. It had like 50 million views or whatever. We ought to play that today. I want to open the phones up about gangs of pedophiles disguised as clowns being given access to elementary schools, libraries, other facilities, in some cases without even telling parents. And the weirdo parents that are bringing their kids to it, they're all involved in this dark energy. And what did you just think of that last hour of incredible information? Your children belong to us. We're going to corrupt them. We are child rapists. Give them to us. And the mayor's like, I like it. I'm going to protect it. You know, Houston was a safe zone for mass sex crimes and pedophilia during the last Super Bowl. And I was told that by federal and state law enforcement, high level. And I was told they weren't even able to get in there and stop it. And I was only told that because they knew I was covertly funding groups trying to infiltrate it. So I got visits. Or was that 2 years ago? It all runs together now. You know, cops that actually investigated end up dead, and it's not the little pot-bellied Renfields that kill them. Use the allegory, Dracula shows up. And I guess we just let them run everything then. I guess that's it. They're better than us. They're stronger than us. There's no men will stand up against them and do anything anymore. It's the little pot-bellied minions to go out there and do whatever they want. And let me tell you, Dracula doesn't send anybody of any worth to these events as human shields or sandbags or suicide bombers politically. He sends the worst he's got. Scum show mind-blown so convicted that no one would ever listen to him. But I'll tell you something right now. The currency of the world government is babies being harvested and little kids being tortured. And we sit here with states passing laws to kill babies after they're born. And we sit here with the pedophile armies rising against us. And these arrogant leftist city councils drunk on the blood of the innocents. And it just becomes a repeat of the Bible, doesn't it? Drunk on the blood of children, the Antichrist is. And you look at these, I mean, if you saw people walking on the street, you recoil. I can't even make the faces they make because they're so demonic. But it's just like a, let me have time with your children now. Give me your children. Give them to me now. You will give them to me. Or I'll call you racist. You think that guy only raped a six-year-old and got caught a decade ago and went to jail for a few years? That's an inductee right there. That's Renfield. A demon posing as a woman. A woman that gives life, that nurtures babies. And these poor babies, the last thing they see when they enter hell is men dressed as women. The last thing they see is they're hacked up and torn into pieces, and as their blood is slovenly licked into the mouths, and no men will stand against them. And when the men watching the show stand before God, God's going to say, I don't know you. Because you wouldn't protect children from pedophiles dressed like clowns? That's how it goes down? That's how it all ends? That's who wrangles your children into the trucks, into the vans. And they want your children not to run when they're in the disguises and the van pulls up. They want them to have already been at story time five or six times, so they've learned to stop just long enough to be grabbed off that front yard because the kid didn't listen. Mom's asleep inside. She worked two shifts. And it's like, you're in the van now. Bye-bye. Get the clown. Come on over here, Georgie. Oh, your boat. I got your boat right here. Just reach in and get your boat, Georgie. What's down there? Oh, there's clowns, popcorn. It's all down there, Georgie. Just stick your arm in here, and I'm going to rip it off. But Georgie's lucky, actually. And Stephen King's little vision, old Stephen King kind of letting you in on a little something. Oh, Stephen King, what a nice person Stephen King is. He temporarily opposes anyone against drag queen story time. You didn't know that? Stephen King is a good pal. And he doesn't like President Trump, and he doesn't like me. But he can write all those books about what goes on down there with the clowns. The clowns that torture your children to death for a big fat spider. See, if the clown's just an anglerfish, it's just a finger of a big spider down a hole. And it sends this up to say, hey, Georgie, sit on my lap, Georgie, touch my beard, Georgie. And Georgie, it's a free will universe. Stick your hand in this dark hole, Georgie, and I'm going to show you that you'll float. And they all tell you it's their religion. And they're going to get your kids. They're going to get them with vaccines. They're going to get them with fluoride. They're going to get them with GMO. They're going to get them with the culture. They're going to get them with the iPhones, all because they couldn't kill them before they were born or right when they were born. But that's even better, you see. Let a child grow a little, have some love, have some parents, and be a good little person, and then they can get them in a dark pit. Oh, and then it's so good. The energy these demons suck off your child. It's so much better than just giving them cancer because, you know, the parents are there when the child's dying from the cancer from the vaccine. And so they still have love, and it's just not as special. But to have them in those dungeons all alone. And then all the guys in clown outfits pull back when Dracula comes in. And they're licking their lips and they're scared of Dracula. A lot of them got abused by Dracula. And but they're still hoping for a little bit of that blood. And then Dracula goes in there and rips that child to pieces and drinks that blood and takes their guts and just blah, eats it. And then leaves, and then the vampire minions just run and just lick the blood off the altar. Lick the blood off the altar. And then Dracula's women come in, all the porn stars and all the sexy women that want to live forever. And they come in and they just eat little pieces of their feet and arms. And they revel in the blood and have sex in it and call for the end of humanity, the end of God, and just pray for Lucifer to enter their bodies. And they're launching their full attack against you now. So take your vaccines, eat your GMO, watch MSNBC, watch Senator Blumenthal, their leader. Yes, I see you, Blumenthal. I see you.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 31st to June 3rd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts like Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton Howe, Eric Von Daniken, Doc Wallach, and so many more. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Max 8, 9, you name it. I'm not a rocket scientist. I've made some calls to pilots I know that fly those. I talked to the pilot on a Southwest flight where the plane was one of those. The very day that Trump grounded him, I was flying back from Mexico on one. Shot a video of it. We played here. And they said, yeah, these companies aren't training their pilots. It's an autopilot issue. That when the sensor gets confused, you have to turn it off two buttons. People aren't being trained on that. Well, Boeing just came out minutes ago and said it was an issue of people not being properly trained that when the autopilot malfunctions to turn it off. They fight it instead. Now, I'm not a rocket scientist. I talked to the pilots. The system knew this a month ago. So what am I getting at? You get next month's news today. No matter how crazy it sounds, we're really getting at the truth. That's why they want us off the air. Over and over and over and over again. And I meant to cover this story for a week. You saw that flight that took off in England? And it was supposed to go to Germany, but it landed in Scotland. British Airways flight was supposed to go to Germany, and went to Scotland. When I first saw that over a week ago, I said, that's going to be an autopilot problem, that they were given the course by the airport, by the airline. It was a mistake. The pilots didn't even look because those things take off and land themselves. And top pilots are saying this is very dangerous because now when there's a real problem, people don't know how to fly the planes. Imagine you take off in London and you fly to Scotland, which is about the same distance from London to Germany, and you land. And the pilots don't even figure it out till they're on the ground. So it's the same thing. Not knocking third world countries, but they don't usually have the best pilots. You've had two third world countries, one African, one Asian, have the issue. They knew with this new software glitch a few years ago that the sensor will show that you've lost power and that you are basically plunging. And I think the plane's gone into a stall. And it puts the nose down. Or it puts the flaps up. It does a bunch of stuff. And then you fight it. I'm on a pilot. And everything goes haywire. So again, everybody knew about this in aviation. But the media wouldn't tell us for such a long time. They go, oh, we got to ground it all. Oh, Boeing sucks. America sucks. Blah, blah, blah. Every other flight system, Airbus, you name it, has got problems with the manual override. It's got problems with the automated flight systems where you just set where you want to go and sit back and it takes care of it. And I'll go back to this. Everybody remember going back about 20 years ago how rough flights were when you land or take off? Sometimes the planes slide all over the tarmac. And then suddenly that just stopped, didn't it? It's always such a smooth takeoff, such a smooth landing, because it's a computer doing it. But what happens when the automated flight control goes bad? You're in big trouble. And the system always fights to cover it up. They knew exactly the problem a year ago when one of the 737-800s went down. And they knew right away what happened in Kenya. But they don't want to tell you, and they never do. That's the problem with self-driving cars. People can hack them. You don't know how to drive anymore. What if there's a mass outage in the system? What if there's a computer virus? It doesn't make us strong. So I think this should be looked at, but I think under law, as self-driving cars become ubiquitous, Mercedes, all of them are coming out where the car just does it, and if it thinks you're driving bad or it thinks you're tired, it pulls over. There should be a law that half the time you got to drive yourself completely. Because calculators have killed mathematics, all of this is making us weaker. We're stupider than ever. And it allows the people programming the automation. Imagine once we're totally dependent on computers and robots. Who programs them? The technocrats. And then they will rule everybody completely. Another big piece of it is, as soon as I saw the photo and the video of this guy, he just looked like a scammer. I told my wife yesterday, I said, I bet this is a scam. 14-year-old boy in Ohio says he is the Illinois child who went missing in 2011. Turns out he's not, and made it up for attention. People ask, well, why would he do something like that and hurt the families? See? But, oh, that's my psychosis. I'm being sarcastic. I immediately don't believe the first thing I'm told. I'm a skeptic. But see, at first the police, not blaming them, really thought, well, it must be him. You know, who would dare do something so hurtful like this? And it's liars like that that can make us question every big public event, a lot of which turn out to be true, and then we look bad for questioning it. What are we supposed to do? I've never tried to hurt anybody in my life, didn't have it coming to them. You know, last segment, I had crew from all this building run up to me and say, that was really dark and really scary and really powerful. And, you know, the children being tortured to death by devil worshipers and corruption and the Democrats that support afterbirth abortion, like the governor, Northam, and Senator Blumenthal, that's what I was mentioning there. Killing a baby after it's born is just the same as being a devil worshiper killing them. If you study black magic and the occult and the globalists, they're into exactly what I described. You don't just think, again, Bram Stoker came up with Dracula, where they've got minions that get the kids, and then they got the Dracula above them. This is the real world that's happened over and over again in history. And now we've got predators on TV saying, your children belong to us. You're not going to stop us. They've declared their attack because the average man or woman in this country is asleep. And then a grandmother who works multiple jobs in Houston gets upset because she was trying to go have a Christian Bible hour there, and they said, no Christians allowed here. So she said, well, what's on the list? Oh, drag queens, when it really is just men dressed up like women, a bunch of which have pedophile rape convictions, having their way with your kids. But see, she's a nurturing person that has her maternal instincts, so she can't help but do it, and they won't beat her. So we always talk about how the left claims they want women to be empowered. No, the globalists are scared of women. If women's instinct gets turned on right, and if women start demanding men act like men, it's over. Because women. Hitler said it, evil genius. First you've got the women. Then you've got the children. So follow the men. So it's time for women to stop leading this whole leftist Pied Piper everybody into oblivion, leading the kids into the lake to drown. It's time for women to start leading and demand men act like men, and men get out there and do something. Come back with your shields or on them. That's the Spartan statement. Because, you know, war, if you give up, you drop your weapons and run because you've been out. Or, no, you come back with your shields or on them. With your shields or on them. With your shields or on them. It is a shame that 9 times out of 10, when it really comes to leadership, it's women. But that's what the globalists fear, is women's true leadership in the clutch. It's going to be women that get men to get up off their damn asses. I'll give the number out. We'll take your call straight ahead. Stay with us. The globalists, the eugenicists, are always talking down to us. They're always trying to make us feel small, to feel insignificant. They try to censor because they fear you and don't want you to have the right to access information so you can make your own decisions. They want you to believe you're powerless. But the truth is, it is we the people and our ideas and our actions and what we say and what we do that changes the world. We are the power structure. We are the inventors. We are the trailblazers. And the globalists understand that. And they understand that they are basically trying to control and steal the future from we the people. Now, to help fund our operation, that is undoubtedly the very tip of the spear against these globalists, I want to encourage listeners and viewers to understand that throughout the second half of the month of March, we're going to have store-wide free shipping and 50% off InfoWarsStore.com, something everybody should take advantage of.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
There was a big study came out yesterday. I didn't get to it, but it's in my stack today again. They did a big national study of the U.S. and a record number of people said they don't believe in God or don't even have a religion. Well, the devil believes in you. I went up to the phones up, though, about drag queen story time. It's really convicted pedophiles dressed up in clown outfits to protect their identity to have their way with your children. And who's orchestrating this all over the Western world? Another second one busted. I want your take on this. I want your take on so much more, but please give me your comment on that and whatever else you want to talk about. 877-789-2539, wide open phones, anytime callers, long-time callers, first-time callers, 877-789-2539. 877-789-ALEX. How many of your calls? But let me mention this, because I'm a little jealous of my good friend Pat Riley. He said he doesn't care I can say his new son's name on air. I have to admit, I came up with a name, and he admits it's awesome sounding. Because Buck Jones sounds okay, but Buck Riley sounds like space captain, doesn't it? So the first son's a great guy. They didn't name him Buck Riley. That was my dad a few years ago. But the second son is named Buck Riley. And a handsome young son, so is the other son. Plays with my two-year-old daughter. They're both two. The older son, the first son. But he did name this one Buck. And long story short, right as Beto O'Rourke was giving speeches, I was on the elliptical like Tuesday, and the baby just come. And Beto was at another event than this Al Sharpton one he did yesterday, saying, "White people are bad." He talks like Bernie Sanders. His arms are all flapping around, not even controlled. But, I mean, it's just a joke what a fraud this guy is. And he's like, "Yes, we need to pay reparations. I will pass reparations if I become president." And I was looking at Buck Riley. And I've got four kids, one son, three daughters, and I love the daughters. They're just as good as a son. In fact, I treat them a lot better, but I want a bookend. I want another son. A pee-pee baby, is what we call it. And I just need that. And it's okay. I don't think I'm going to get one. God's been good to me. But the point is I'm jealously looking at his handsome sons in a photo he sent me, the two-year-old next to the newborn baby, and it just hit me because as I'm looking at it, CNN's on, and it's Beto talking about Beto. I know, I call him Beto, Pedo, about, and the white people are bad, and they need to pay money. And I'm looking at a newborn baby, and I'm looking at his other son who's two, and they haven't done anything. You wouldn't give him a misdemeanor. You wouldn't give him probation. You wouldn't give him a felony. But because they're white? Because, and by the way, I even asked Pat, I go, "When's your family come here after the Civil War?" Irish. Not, well, you're Pat Riley, you're Irish. Not even involved in slavery. Doesn't matter. He's white. So his kids are bad. That is so fundamentally racist and so fundamentally unfair and so flagrantly insane. It's like having convicted pedophiles at public schools having kids sit on their laps. This has got to stop. I don't care if a baby's black or Hispanic or Asian or what the hell. It hadn't done jack diddly squat. And I can't believe I've got to sit here and even say that in 2019. I'm getting sick of these people. And I'll do the math again for you. Somebody ought to do a mathematical, like Prager, you ought to do a mathematical equation on this. They do the best job. Something like 70% of the people who live in this country now, their families, their ancestors came here sometime after the Civil War. That's just a fact. Look it up. So 70% of people in this country, their ancestors came here after slavery. Of course, it's cockamamie. If your dad had slaves, you should know. I mean, it's just crazy. But this is seven grandpas back. Then the South was something like 30 or 5%. Look it up. The Southern population was a lot smaller than the Northern population. Something like a third, if memory serves, in the Civil War. They had about a tenth of the factories. So that's a third of the population. So you got a third of the population was here before the end of the Civil War in the South. You've got 70% that comes after. So it's a tiny portion already. And then 2% of the South has slaves. So it is a tiny group of people that have any ancestors associated with it. And then Beto says all white people owe money to black people. And they're not going to give black people money. They're going to just take money in some new race cult and put it into some program to brainwash blacks and turn them into SJWs. You know that. But what did the Nazis and the Soviets do? If you resisted the Soviets, especially under Stalin and Lenin before that, if somebody in your little town of 200 people resisted and, say, killed a commissar, they would arrest the town leadership and take them to Siberia for 20 years. Or they might execute some people. And the Nazis, if one German soldier got killed in a town by one of the citizens, they would normally kill about 10 people. If an SS officer got killed, sometimes they would kill thousands in retribution. That is authoritarianism. Now, let's see my math right. They looked it up. 21 million lived in the northern states. and 9 million in the South. The 3.5 million were slaves, so that means about 6 million and 5 point something million. So I was right. It's about a third. So there you go. My memory served. But let me just get back to this. Just showing folks, I don't just make this stuff up. I mean, I'm doing this right here. This isn't some rigged pre-deal where I say, check this. I just go off the fly from my memory and see if my memory still works. It's like a memory game. The point is that almost no one alive in this country has almost anybody that owns slaves. And seven generations back, what planet are you on where you say that my neighbor, a guy down the street shoots a cop in Nazi Germany? I get sent to a concentration camp. That's in America and under jurisprudence and under English common law, you're guilty for what you do, not what somebody else does. That's like saying if a black man's grandfather robbed a bank and shot the teller in 1952, that grandson of that guy has to pay reparations to the woman's grandkids that got shot. That's just crazy. But Beto O'Rourke, he's on TV in between saying the world's going to end in 12 years like AOC, saying we need to pay reparations to black people. That's how desperate the Democratic Party is. Just unbelievable. So let's go ahead and roll this clip. Here it is.
Your fellow Texan, Sheila Jackson Lee, has proposed a commission to study reparations. If that passes and you are president of the United States, would you sign that bill?
Yes. I had a chance to speak with and just listen to and learn from Brian Stevenson in Montgomery, Alabama, and learn from his work on working with the community to build a memorial to justice and to peace.
Can you imagine the legal ease of saying the genetic testing? Trying to find who had a background and then who pays what. I mean, that is crazy. And again, if your daddy killed somebody, you're to blame now. Because once you start saying sins of the forefathers and you've got to pay for them, this is the most destructive crap I've ever heard of. Let's go back to it.
He said, foundational to reparations is the word repair. Foundational to repair is the truth. And until all Americans understand that civil rights are not just those victories.
You hear all that weird little weird jive talk, weird code, weird NLP about situational repair, truth, jibber jabber. Because it's just a giant con game. He's telling you your newborn baby owes somebody money when you weren't even on this damn continent when your great great granddaddy came here. It's the craziest thing I've ever heard of, but welcome to America, man. Welcome to the left. Chris, Jeff, Grant, Max, Bob, Liberty Smith, and others, your calls are just a few minutes away, but whatever you do, spread those links to newswars.com, newswars.com, newswars.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design, right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Tom Pappert, who runs one of the TV stations we're on, is a great talk show host. He's taken over 15 after, but I'm going to go to at least 15 of these calls. Brent and Thomas and Doug and Kevin and Matt and Raymond and Liberty Smith, Bob, Max, Grant, Jeff, Chris, and others. A lot of other breaking news on Infowars.com and NewsWars.com, but I'm not going to go to that yet until I've taken your phone calls. So let's go ahead and go to your phone calls. Let's talk to Doug in Connecticut, a retired police officer, on the so-called drag queen topic. Convicted pedophiles, child rapists, in disguises like demon clowns, being given access to your children all over the Western world, following a coordinated script. What do you think is really going on here, Doug?
Well, Alex, to me it's an obvious one of the most sickest attempts at gaining access to our children, other than possibly physically grabbing them in Hollywood and doing their will with them, and you know, like that. And I have four kids in school right up the street, and I'm home and I'm retired, cop and vet. And God forbid something like that happens at the school, I'll be there in seconds. And I just kind of wanted to get a message to the president that countrywide, all law enforcement, if they haven't heard about this, needs to get a bulletin on this. And obviously, it's absolutely illegal. You know, all states have different wording to their laws, but it's impairing the morals of a minor. It's risk of injury. And everybody involved in getting that drag queen to that school needs to be held accountable. The teacher, the principal, the drag queen itself, and all the way up to the top drag queen or king, whatever they are, you know?
You know, former officer, great points you're making, depending on the state laws. I noticed two guys in one group in Houston raped six-year-old boys separately in different cases. We have their records on Infowars.com, thanks to investigators. Normally, that'd be a big deal. Where are the arrests for them violating parole? They're both still on parole. What's wrong with Houston?
Well, you got somebody up towards the top and in the middle that's corrupt in your courts. You know, I work directly with the courts as a cop, and, you know, you get your state's attorneys in there and your prosecutors, and a lot of judges, once they gain their robe, they lose their balls, as I've heard from many prosecutors. And I had a case where I was almost murdered in the line of duty, and the guy dropped almost everything. So I've seen it firsthand, and I worked in a crime analysis.
And let's be honest, why is the left so allied with criminals?
Because they are criminals. And I think the reason they're so petrified of Trump is he's attempting and will shut down a worldwide, thousands-year-long, probably, criminal enterprise.
Oh, I totally agree. I've got all this mainstream news about the Islamicists with the UN bringing in hundreds of thousands of sex slaves. I mean, it's just exploding the criminal activity.
And it's been their way of life since before you and I were on the planet, and now it's coming to an end. And they're kicking and screaming and wiping feces on a wall, trying to, they're not going to know what else to do. They're not going to be employable after this. And I mean, you look at these, you know, Satan's supposed to be some ugly, demonic little twerp. And I mean, look at Blumenthal. I'm from Connecticut. I despise Blumenthal. I despise Murphy. I send them emails all the time. And, lose my train of thought, but they are the most disgusting, repulsive people on this planet, and their days are numbered. And I know you don't follow Q and anything. I don't follow it that much, but I remember...
No, but I know for a fact, I've been told people nationwide that Blumenthal and Murphy are like as bad as you can get. That's all I've been told.
I mean, the eyes are the window to the soul, right? To the window to the soul. So look at Murphy's eye. That dude, remember when he went against Obama for trying to impose martial law around the world? Do you remember that?
Mm-hmm.
So what happened to that Chris Murphy? Like, the next couple months, he was a completely different character, and he has fear in those eyes, man. He has fear. He's hiding something. He's compromised.
And then Blumenthal just looks like a big-ass demon.
He looks like some HIV-positive heroin addict or something, that dude. He does look like a sick demon. I mean, they all have the same look. You've mentioned it. They all have that sick look, and they're scared. I know how everybody knows what a scared person looks like in the eyeballs. And they're showing everything.
Well, I'm not bragging about this, but when Murphy or Blumenthal talk about me, they visibly look like they're scared. I like that. I like that.
Well, they should be scared, man. And one thing I was going to say about Q, he had a quote on there one time that said, there'll be a time when it is not safe for these people to walk the streets anymore. And I got to tell you, what they're doing with kids, we know it.
It's well, let me say this about Q. I got manipulated by somebody close to me that I learned was bad, the Q was bad. There's some fake Qs out there, but the main Q is right, and I need a whole apology about it, because what they said about Mueller starting to come true, and I have to actually eat crow, I just haven't figured out how to do it yet, that a large part of it is accurate.
Right, well, it takes common sense and some work sometimes to decipher through the BS to get to the core, you know, and if people have the time and common sense, they can find it. But it's not safe for these people now. And one thing you say that I like is you don't need orders from headquarters. Well, a civilian, a parent or a legal guardian, doesn't need the police, in my eyes, being a cop, to go to the school and grab that drag queen and drag them out in a parking lot and dispose of them. If you're in that school and you're in kids and somebody's not stopping it, I should have the legal right to go in there and put you down without repercussions.
Well, the bottom line is we're going to run their plates. We're gonna follow the law, and we're going to get them. God bless you, Doug. I mean, it's just unbelievable. It's unbelievable. And vampires aren't real, folks, but the legends are off of this thing that happens where these people want to hurt kids. And you look at these so-called drag queens that are convicted pedophiles, their real outfit is like a demonic demon. And I'd like, if we don't protect our kids from them, who are we? We've got major governors passing and trying to pass laws to kill babies after they're born. Who should we go to next year? Let's go ahead and talk to Kevin in California. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex.
Welcome.
Hey, I want to start off by saying that I use all of your products.
Thank you.
I have your TurboForce, your Bodies, your Z-Shield, Super Male, Survival X2, Secret 12, Survival Shield X3. I have them all.
Thank you.
I have, also I have bone cancer.
Wow.
I was diagnosed 3.5 years ago. And I bombard my doctors with all the rhetoric that that the system wants to throw at us, you know. But I had injections and injunctions. They combined from a very early age to produce the sort of character and the sort of beliefs that the authorities consider desirable. And any serious criticism of the powers that be would be psychologically impossible. Even if all are miserable, all will believe themselves happy. Because the government will tell them that. So.
Yeah, you're paraphrasing Bertrand Russell.
I am. Absolutely. And I hit them with that all the time, but I hit them with the eugenics boards. I hit them with all the trash and garbage that they throw at us every day. You can turn on the TV, and every other commercial is an advertisement from some big pharma trying to push a new drug on society, and then immediately following that advertisement is another advertisement from a law firm that's suing the very drug company for a drug that they pushed on everybody 10 years prior. It's ridiculous. I can't imagine why people don't see through all this garbage.
And they tell you the side effects. But see, vaccine makers in 84 were made immune. They don't show side effects. All the drug makers admit the bad stuff it can do to you, but vaccine makers, it's all hidden, but it's still admitted on the vaccine insert, and we try to cover it, and they go, oh, ban that. That's medical disinfo. So now, as consumers, we can't tell you a vaccine almost killed us, just like the insert says it might. God bless you. Good to hear from you, Kevin. Let's go to Jeff in Canada. You're on the air. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, Alex.
Welcome.
I'm really thankful that you carry the information that you do, because you just don't get it anywhere else in the pointed breakdown that you do. And I think, you know, there's no way to overestimate what's going on with what's happening with children. So
that's the exact, the entire cult is about sucking their energy. Whatever this thing is, it wants kids. And what does the Bible tell us? The devil wants to hurt kids.
Exactly. And, you know, if this has been done at the level of governors and high level people, and it's being, you know, run through the system, my question is who is really greenlighting this? And I've been studying something called the Noahide Law. I don't know. I've never heard you talk about it, but I'll tell you, that thing is evil. And what it is globalist Jews, Islamists, and Catholics merging together the Abrahamic faith and coming up with a BS law to outlaw Christianity. And they're all greenlight pedophilia. I mean, in the Talmud, it says you can sleep with a 3-year-old girl. Islam, you know, we know what Islam. We know what the Catholic stuff.
Well, I've heard about Noahide laws. I think it was like Seventh-day Adventist put out, but I want to hear about this when we come back. Stay there.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.